First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuban president evaluates implementation of scientific programs.
New lawsuits filed against cruise lines under Title III of Helms-Burton.
Brazilian Supreme Court says Lula da Silva deserves retrial.
China's oil imports from Iran rise despite Washington's threats.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has continued his systematic review of the implementation of programs to preserve libraries and historical sites in Cuba. At the meeting held on Tuesday, it was reported that Cuban archives and libraries have been renovated across the island. According to a report broadcast by the National Television News Tuesday, the president highlighted the results achieved in this area and the importance of incorporating new equipment in these centers as much as possible. He has also met with experts in the areas of climate change and efforts to address problems in the sugar agro industry. Representatives of the Azcuva business group addressed the issues involved in the sugar harvest and efforts to increase the production of sugar and its derivatives.
Five new lawsuits were filed Tuesday in the United States against three cruise lines, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise, and MSC Cruises, under Title III of the controversial Helms-Burton Law. The website of Sea Trade Cruise News reported that two plaintiffs took legal steps in the southern state of Florida after a federal judge rejected a motion filed by another cruise company, Carnival Corporation, to dismiss a lawsuit against them, also filed under Title III. The Helms-Burton Law, which was approved by the U.S. Congress in 1996, codifies the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington against Cuba almost 60 years ago. Although it went into effect in 1996, all administrations since then have deferred the application of the title, which allows U.S. nationals to sue those who are, quote-unquote, trafficking, in the terminology of the law, in U.S. property on the Caribbean island.
A Brazilian Supreme Court justice believes jailed former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva deserves a retrial after leaked social media conversations appeared to show the judge hearing Brazil's largest ever corruption case collaborated with prosecutors. Justice Gilmar Mendes said in an interview with Reuters that the so-called car wash investigation was a success in battling the, quote, metastasis of corruption in Brazil, but it became politicized and prosecutors went too far. Lula is serving a 12-year prison sentence for taking bribes, and the judge who convicted him, Sergio Moro, is now Brazil's justice minister in right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro's cabinet. Mendes' views could influence other judges on the 11-member Supreme Court, which has postponed a politically charged ruling on whether Moro was impartial when he tried Lula. If it rules he was not, Lula would face retrial and could be exonerated. The Bolsonaro government and its supporters fiercely oppose any move by the court that could result in Lula's freedom. Mendes said there are doubts about whether due process was followed in Lula's trial and whether he was actually complicit in the huge corruption scheme uncovered by car wash that involved bribes and the political kickbacks on contracts with oil company Petrobras and other state-run companies.
China imported more than 900,000 barrels per day of crude oil from Iran in July, up more than 8% from the month before. Data released by China's General Administration of Customs on Tuesday revealed. The increase in shipments to China came despite Washington's threat to punish companies that purchase Iranian oil, following the entering of waivers to unilateral sanctions on Iranian oil on May 2nd. According to Chinese custom figures cited by Bloomberg, China imported 926,119 barrels per day of Iranian oil in July, up 4.7% from the previous month. China is the world's largest oil buyer and is Iran's largest oil importer. China is opposed to the U.S. sanctions, which have failed to stop shipments from the Middle Eastern energy powerhouse. Beijing maintains that China's cooperation with Iran is legitimate under international law and must be respected.
And you've turned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. We're also broadcasting on the FM radio here in Havana at 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Gerwin Jones.
British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has intensified his drive to stop Prime Minister Boris Johnson's determined sprint towards a no-deal Brexit. In what is being billed as one of the last concerted attempts at stopping a hard Brexit, Labour Party leader Corbyn is set to meet other opposition party leaders to formulate a common approach against Johnson. In a related tweet, Corbyn pledged to explore all tactics available to stop Johnson. According to multiple media reports, the Scottish National Party, the Plaid Cymru, the Liberal Democrats, Change UK and the Green Party have accepted Corbyn's invitation and will be meeting him today at his parliamentary office. In addition to his political outreach, Corbyn has also stepped up media-related activities to arrest the Tories' momentum on Brexit. Writing for the online newspaper The Independent on August the 27th, Corbyn vows to do everything I can to stop a no-deal bankers' Brexit. Described a no-deal Brexit as Trump's deal, Corbyn frames a hard Brexit in terms of a battle of the many against the few who are hijacking the referendum result to shift even more power and wealth towards those at the top.
The United Nations has taken note, in its terminology, of a warning by Lebanon's President Michel Aoun to the effect that recent Israeli aerial transgressions against the country amount to a declaration of war. The UN urged both sides to exercise restraint. Aoun made the remarks earlier this week, a day following two incidents. The first involved the crashing of an Israeli drone on a building that houses the media center of the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah, causing damage to the facility. Israeli drones subsequently attacked Lebanon's Baqa region near the border with Syria. The Lebanese head of state said the incursion allows us to resort to our right to defend our sovereignty. U.S. spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the United Nations calls for maximum restraint by all parties, both in action and rhetoric. He added that it is imperative for all to avoid an escalation and to abide by relevant Security Council resolutions. The war has killed around 1,200 Lebanese people and inflicted considerable damage to the country's infrastructure. The Israeli regime previously had staged a major military aggression against the country in the year 2000.
Republicans in the U.S. state of Alabama have approved a resolution calling for Muslim American Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be expelled from Congress. The Republicans targeted the Minnesota Democrat at the GOP summer meeting in Auburn last weekend. ALCOM reported on Tuesday. The Somali refugee, who became one of the first two of Muslim women elected to Congress last year, is accused of disturbing record of using anti-Semitic language that includes alleging Jewish money is used to buy American influence regarding its policy towards Israel. Proceed with the expulsion process in accordance to Article 1, Section 5 of the U.S. Constitution, reads the resolution. The Republicans of the Yellowhammer said she, quote, dismissed the September 11 terrorist attacks and sympathized with a convicted terrorist.
In Brazil, federal prosecutors from the state of Pará have launched an investigation following revelations that the Environment Ministry had been warned that agriculturalists were planning what they called Fire Day in the Amazon, but government authorities did nothing to stop it. One farmer told a local news site they were planning the action to send a message to President Jair Bolsonaro that the only way they could work was to clear the land by cutting down and burning trees. Some environment officials say they requested help from the central government once they learned of the plan, but that they were ignored. Public outrage over the record-breaking Amazon fires has focused on Bolsonaro's anti-environment policies and his support for agribusiness, logging, and mining.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban president evaluates implementation of scientific programs.
New lawsuits filed against cruise lines under Title III of Helms-Burton.
Brazilian Supreme Court says Lula da Silva deserves retrial.
China's oil imports from Iran rise despite Washington's threats.